Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Tanya Penny, occupational therapist, author of Connect with the Divine You and Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Coach. And I just want to give everybody a huge welcome to Connecting with the Divine You, Intro to the Therapeutic Meditation Process. This is key 1 of 10 of the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Blueprint Keys. So some of you are taking this program and some of you are in the longer 10 key program, Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Journey. And some of you are listening to this lesson as part of your TMP certification so that you can teach it to others, whether it be groups, whether it be individuals. So regardless of why you are here listening to lesson number one today, I'm super excited. So in this lesson, you're going to get an overview of the therapeutic meditation process and all of the tools that you'll be learning throughout the program. So before we get into the overview, I just want to share a little bit with you about myself and how I created this and why I'm teaching it. So I'm going to go ahead and I always say when we look back at our childhood or at our past that we look back and we don't stare, but it is important, and you'll be learning this in the program. It is important that we do look back and, we're not going to stay stuck in it, but it is important we look back so we get information. Really, our past gives us information as to our breakdowns currently in our life. So, I grew up in a house with parents who struggled a lot with perfection. They both had narcissistic tendencies. They had addictions, anxiety, depression, and neither of my parents really considered or looked at or healed their own trauma from their childhood, from their past. So, the house that I grew up in had a lot of yelling. There was quite a bit of verbal abuse, violence, and also sexual abuse. And in a nutshell, all of this led me to feeling unsafe in the world and not feeling very good about myself. I didn't really like who I was because of the things that were said and done to me growing up. And by the way, I'm not blaming my parents, you guys. I'm just sharing with you because they struggled with the things they struggled with because of the things they grew up with as well. So I'm just painting a picture, right, of why I got to where I got to and why I'm here today. So not blaming my parents, and don't ask that you do that either. So from a young age, I experienced anxiety. I had excessive worrying. And then as I continued to grow up, I had even more negative symptoms and patterns. I had a lot of body shame. I struggled with eating disorders. I had depression. I struggled with addiction myself, the same addictions pretty much that my parents did, drinking, overworking, pushing myself too hard. I experienced a lot of abusive relationships, not just from my parents, but then from men and even to a certain degree from some women in my life, some friends. I also had a lot of money issues, struggled really with a perfectionist, a really harsh inner critic, people pleasing, constantly trying to prove myself and my worth, just pushing myself mentally, physically, emotionally too hard. So all of that was happening, and then when I was 29, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and that was in 2004. And I'm going to say that that was my bottom. That was my wake-up call that some things in my life really needed to change. My first symptoms of MS were I lost speech, my ability to find words, and that got worse within a week. I lost vision in my right eye. I ended up going to the emergency room, and after many hours and many tests, they had diagnosed me with MS. And like most people who were diagnosed with MS, I was, you know, guided to start on Western medicine right away. And so I did that. And over the next 3 years, though, I continued to get worse. So besides the symptoms I mentioned with my speech and my eye, I had symptoms in the right side of my body like I had had a stroke. I had right-sided weakness and numbness. Sometimes I also had it on the left side, though it was more on the right. I had debilitating fatigue. I had insomnia and, of course, worsening anxiety and depression. So after a really bad flare-up, I had a really bad flare-up, and that's what those are called when you have MS. So your symptoms kind of either lie dormant or they're there, and then you have a flare-up and things get worse or symptoms come back. So I had a really bad flare-up in 2007, and I was up at a cabin in northern Idaho, which is where I would go when I would have a really bad flare-up, because they would put me on prednisone. And if any of you have ever been on prednisone, it makes you crazy. I mean, I just couldn't handle noise. I couldn't handle anything. So I would go be by myself. So when I was up in the cabin, I went to give myself a shot one day and I heard a voice. And I was not spiritual or religious at the time, but I heard a voice and it told me that there was another way and that I was to stop taking the medication. And that was really, looking back, my turning point. I did stop taking the medication. It really wasn't working for me. And I actually felt really bad when I took it. Like I would have flu-like symptoms. And so, yeah, it wasn't really working for me. And so I got this guidance and for some reason I listened, even though I didn't know what it was. So I went back, I told my neurologist, I told my husband at the time, none of them was happy, but I did it anyways, because that's what I was guided to do. And it was at that point that I started searching or was being guided to look at different things that were at the root of my health issues. So I started studying and practicing mind-body philosophy. I started looking more deeply again at spirituality, meditation, yoga, nutrition. So I really immersed myself for about 3 years. And at the end of that 3 years, in September of 2010, all my symptoms were gone. I was no longer taking medications, even for anxiety or depression. I was putting into practice everything that I had learned over the past 3 years. And then I was guided to take what I had learned, everything that had worked for me, and put it into a program and start teaching it to others. So in a nutshell, that's why I'm here today. And again, this program, Connecting with the Divine You, is You Are Divine, key number one of the 10 Vibrant Body and Abundant Life keys, all the keys that I used in order to heal myself. And this is really the foundation, right? Key number one, this is the foundation for my healing and really for all of the work that I do with all of my clients, including you. So I still use the therapeutic meditation process daily. I use it to stay healthy, happy, and to continue to co-create the life that I desire. So it is my hope that this process supports you the way it has supported me, and that you will have positive shifts, not only in your health, but all areas of your life. So let's go ahead and dive in. So what is the therapeutic meditation process, or TMP for short? So it is a process that supports you to reconnect with and accept all parts of you. So there are, from my work and working with thousands of, other people, there are five main reasons we become disconnected from ourselves. So you were likely corrected, criticized, or felt rejected growing up. You didn't see your parents connect with themselves in a positive way. Maybe you experienced abuse. Maybe you had trauma. And when I say trauma, this can be interesting for a lot of people. A lot of people don't think they have trauma, but trauma can be something as simple as you were teased at school or at home by siblings. That could have been traumatic for you and your inner child. Maybe the adult you says, oh no, that wasn't a big deal. But that child part of you might have felt that it was very traumatic. Maybe your parents got divorced. Maybe a grandparent or somebody else died when you were young. Maybe a pet died. Maybe somebody was in an accident or, you know, got an illness. So there's lots of different traumas that most of us don't even realize. Maybe you moved and that was traumatic and you had to start a new school. So most of us have a trauma, if not many, and a lot of us aren't aware of it. And then lastly, we become disconnected from ourselves because we are just too damn busy. We're caught up in the rat race, the go, 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 do, 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 achieve, 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 and we're too busy to take time to connect with ourselves. So all of these reasons are why we disconnect from ourselves. And so I just want to touch base on, why is disconnecting from yourself not good? Well, simply put, when you are disconnected from who you truly are, whether it was one of those reasons or all five, disconnection causes dis-ease within your being, within your self. It also causes, eventually, disease and illness. So that's why it is so important that we take the time and we have, whether it's this process or something else, a way that we can reconnect with ourselves and accept all parts of ourselves. And so I'm going to be getting next into the 9 self-connection areas. All the areas, all the parts of ourselves that we're going to connect with and accept. So those 9 areas of self-connection are our intentions, our desires, our breath, our body, the feelings in our body, our emotions, our thoughts and beliefs, our personal power, and also our connection with something bigger, whatever you call it. So I'm going to be touching in a little bit more deeply on all of these in this overview. And then, of course, we're going to go a lot deeper into all of them during our rest of our classes and lessons in the program. So you're also going to be learning 4 main tools in the program. So tool number 1 is what I call write and reflect. So write and reflect exercises and journaling. You're also going to be learning a mini practice for each of the self-connection areas. So that's one of the reasons that I really love this process is it's, you can take it with you anywhere and do little pieces of it. So it's simple, it's easy, and you are going to learn to weave it naturally into your life. Another tool, and hopefully one that most of you have experienced already, is the guided therapeutic meditation practices. So those of you in this program are going to receive 5 practices between 8 minutes and 30 minutes long. So these are a really powerful tool, very relaxing, very nurturing. And then the last tool, you're going to receive an intro to mind-body spirit healing philosophy during this program. So those are the main tools you're going to be learning in the program. So this process also works on the subconscious and the conscious. So the subconscious and the conscious mind. So when you are doing the write and reflect or the journaling or the mini practices, they are going to be more conscious. And when you use the guided therapeutic meditation practices, you might actually fall asleep to those. And it might be working on your subconscious or unconscious mind. And this is important because I do believe both are needed for positive, lasting positive changes, to make positive, lasting changes in your life and to fully heal. So I just want to give you a few recommendations next, guidelines or recommendations for the therapeutic meditation process. So number one, you can't do this wrong. I'm asking you to leave perfection at the door. This is really a process that is going to help you to accept and release judgment towards yourself. And when you release judgment towards yourself, you automatically start to release it towards others as well. So I have found that the more I can accept myself, the more awareness I can have of my stuff, and the more I'm going to want to connect with myself. So I'm also going to ask you to have compassion and curiosity for whatever you become aware of or experience when you're using this process. Compassion and curiosity versus judgment. And ultimately, I want you to do what always feels good and true for you. There are no have-tos or shoulds in any of my programs. Now, that being said, I also do want you to be aware of your resistance or fear that might want to hold you back from doing something. So I recommend that you do try for at least 2 to 3 weeks the things that I'm recommending and see how it feels. So if there's a part of you that says, I don't want to do this, this isn't right for me, I would listen to it, but I would also say, you know what, I hear you, and let's try this for a couple of weeks. Because it's likely that it's a part of you that's resistant, and under resistance is fear of changes. We know that our ego, and our ego really is made up of our belief systems and our experiences from our past, usually things that were not so pleasant. And so it has fear about it happening again. Fear of the unknown, for sure. So anytime we're going to be doing something new, trying new things, that part of you that's afraid of the unknown might resist. So we're just going to be gentle with that part of you and just let it know that we're just going to try it for a couple of weeks. And if it still doesn't feel right, then maybe we'll, you know, discontinue doing it or using it. But yeah, I'm just being honest. A lot of fear can come up with using anything new, but using this process, because there's going to be shifts in your life. And sometimes shifts don't always feel comfortable. So when you're specifically using the guided therapeutic meditation practices, it's okay to drift off or fall asleep and not hear a word of them. Again, these work on the conscious and subconscious unconscious mind. Sometimes we need to be asleep. Our conscious mind needs to be asleep so that we can go into the subconscious unconscious and heal those deeper layers, or the part of us that would resist if we were awake. So I do recommend that you use the guided meditation practices lying down or at least in a comfortable seated position. I've done these practices. I used to have a huge fear of flying. I used to have fear when other people were driving and I was a passenger. So I would listen to these guided practices with my headphones in while I was flying, while somebody was driving, like on a road trip. So you can do it lying down or in a comfortable seated position. I don't recommend, you know, a lot of you may have done meditation before and maybe a more strict meditation. where you had to sit cross-legged and maybe your eyes had to be open. Anyways, I recommend that you use this practice in a way that you can be as comfortable and as relaxed as possible. And so for many of you, I'm going to recommend lying down. Okay, anytime you can, whether it's on the floor, on the couch, and in your bed. These are really restful and nurturing practices. You want to look at them as a way to nurture yourself. Never use the guided practice, meditation practices while you're driving, or listen out loud while someone else is driving. Use your earbuds. I recommend to listen with headphones, regardless if you're in a car with somebody or not. You know, when I fall asleep at night, I sleep on my side. So I will put an earbud in one of my ears and obviously not in the one that's on my pillow, or it would feel uncomfortable to me. And I listen as I fall asleep. So a lot of people say, you know, how many times a day and when? So I do recommend to listen at least 1 to 2 times a day. We know that consistency is important with any changes we are wanting to make. So if you have anxiety or depression, I do recommend listening in the morning. You might want to listen at lunchtime for a recharge break, especially if you're feeling a lot of symptoms come up or a lot of stress. So going to your car at lunch and maybe having the air conditioning on if it's hot, finding a quiet place outside, lying down on a blanket. But listening at lunch is pretty good for most people that I work with. You know, when I had MS, I was working at the hospital as an occupational therapist, I would go find a quiet room and lay down and use the guided practice. And I would have a lot more energy afterwards. Whereas if I didn't do that, I might not have been able to stay and complete my work day. So it's also great to do after work. A lot of my clients will do it before they go home. And it's also very easy and much recommended to use it as you fall asleep at bedtime at a very low level so you can barely hear it and just drift off to it. So when you use them is going to be dependent on what symptoms or issues you are wanting to heal. And if we're working together one-on-one or you're going to be attending the live classes for the program, you can get more guidance from me on when would be the best time to use them. So let's see what else. I mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. There's going to be 5 guided therapeutic meditation practices for you to use. So anywhere from about 8 minutes all the way up to 30 minutes. So the 8-minute one only includes some of the self-connection areas. The 30-minute one includes all the self-connection areas, and that is the one that if you can and if you have the time to use that one. If you're short on time, of course, pick a shorter one. And at bedtime, always listen to the long one because, again, you can drift off and fall asleep. So you're not having to carve out any extra time to use it. For those of you who are in the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Journey program, you receive 23 guided therapeutic meditation practices. So the 5 in this program, plus 2 more for each of the keys, a short one and a long one. All right, so I'm just going to touch on the benefits. So what are the benefits of using this process? So there are tons of benefits. I'm going to go through some of the most common. So one of the biggest benefits that people experience is they feel more self-acceptance and more self-love. So this is going to be a big one. No matter how much you think you love and accept yourself, when you go through this program, you might see that it's not as much as you thought. Pretty much everyone on the planet needs a self-love tune-up. So I used to be at about a 1 when I started, when I got diagnosed with MS and kind of started this journey, I was at about a 1 on the self-love scale. And now on most days, I'm at about an 8 out of 1 to 10. So it's going to help you to increase your self-acceptance and self-love. It's going to help you to trust yourself more. Trust yourself and receive guidance. It will help you to heal pain, headaches, GI issues, pretty much any body symptoms and chronic illness. This will support you to heal that. Cancer, autoimmune, thyroid, fill in the blank. It will help you to heal anxiety and depression. It will help you to sleep better. Even if you sleep pretty good, I have had people tell me they weren't even working on sleep, that they were sleeping so much more deeply and peacefully. I used to work at a sleep clinic for about a year teaching this process, and 90% success rate. People that the doctor could do nothing else, the medications didn't work, etc., this worked for them. And I also suffered from insomnia from a very young age, and it got worse as I got older. And when I got diagnosed with MS, it was definitely a lot worse. So you will sleep better. And we know that sleep is important for healing anything and just keeping our stress levels low. So let's see what else. If you've had trauma and abuse, this process will support you to heal that. Now, I do recommend to also receive private sessions from me so that we can go deeper into healing the trauma and abuse. The group program will help you, but private sessions will give you even more support to heal that trauma and abuse. This process will help you to connect more deeply with something bigger, whatever you call it, God, universe, source, Mother Nature. You will feel happier, more hopeful when you use this process. You will feel powerful and begin to make changes in your life that for some reason you could never make before. This process will help you to increase your creativity. And another big one for me and a lot of my clients is helping you to tap into your purpose and or grow your business. So I work with a lot of coaches, healers, health professionals, and this will regardless help you to get more in touch with what your purpose is and or grow your business. All right. So next we're going to just touch on briefly the 9 self-connection areas. And remember, this is an overview. So I'm just going to briefly touch on each area to give you an idea of what it is. And then we're going to go much deeper into all of the areas in the lessons that are coming up. So self-connection area number 1 is your intentions. So intentions you want to think about as short term. So every time you lay down to use a guided therapeutic meditation practice or sit, or you know, some of my clients even use it walking. Like if they're walking at lunch, you can use it as a walking meditation as well. So you're going to ask or be guided to ask, what is your intention for using the practice? And you can have 1 to 2. And it's whatever you need most right now. So if you're really tired, your intention for the guided practice might be to feel more rested. If you're feeling anxious or worried or overwhelmed, to feel more relaxed might be one of your intentions. Perhaps it's to understand and release a symptom or an illness in the body. Maybe to understand and release an emotion that you're experiencing. You could have an intention to shift a certain belief that you know is really limiting you. You can have an intention to get clarity on a problem or situation, to sleep deeply, peacefully, and the list goes on. Again, I can help you, guide you more into specific intentions that would be good for you during the program. Now, you can also set intentions for your day. So outside of the guided meditation practice, I recommend that when you wake up in the morning, you set an intention or intentions for your day. So my intention today might be to professionally get a certain project done. Perhaps personally, my intention might be to carve out space or time to do my guided meditation, to do journaling. So again, there's thousands of different options, but setting intentions for the guided practice and also for your day can be very powerful because they will help to guide you and remember you, hold a safe container for you to move forward. All right, self-connection area number two, your desires. So you want to consider your desires as more long-term. So intentions are short-term for the day or for a specific guided practice, but your desires are more long-term. It may take weeks, years, weeks, months, years, or a lifetime for you to fully receive your desire. And when we look at our desires, we look at the seven life areas. So perhaps you've heard about this before, you've done this type of work with somebody else. The seven life areas that I address in my programs are self-connection. And under the area of self-connection is self-acceptance, self-love, trusting yourself, taking time to connect with yourself. Area number two is health, mind and body. Area number three is spirituality. Number four is relationships with others, passions or hobbies, purpose, career, that's together, and then money, material is in life area. Money, material, location, I put in there as well. Location meaning like, are you happy with where you live? Either the house or the city or the state. So when we are looking at our desires and what we desire in all of those life areas, what I ask everybody to do is create a sentence in present tense, positive, as if it's already true. So for example, let's say you struggle with self, love, and worth like everybody does. And so you'd like to have more of that. Instead of saying, I want to accept and love myself, we say it as if it's already true. So we would say, I am always accepting and loving myself, or I am always accepting and loving all parts of me. And the reason that we put it as if it's already true is that we are working with the subconscious mind. And it only knows the present tense. Okay. And I go into this more in the program. So when you come up with your desires, some people call them affirmations, they're already true, and you visualize yourself living it. So you affirm it, visualize yourself living it, and feel it in the body. So we know that what we focus on grows, and many of us have no clue what we desire or are afraid to even look at what we desire. So I'm going to help you guys with that. We're going to go deeper into that in the program. So the next self-connection area is the breath. So connecting with your breath. So the most important thing to remember is that most of us hold our breath. So just by you focusing on the breath, it's going to help you to breathe more deeply and to not hold your breath as much. So we're not trying to fix, change, or deepen the breath, whether we're doing this in the guided therapeutic meditation practice or we're doing it as a mini practice. We're not trying to fix, deepen, or change it. We're just bringing our attention to the breath. And this automatically deepens it. And when you connect with your breath and focus on the breath, it can help you to relax your mind and your body. So I'll just have you guys close your eyes for a minute, unless you're driving, of course. And I just want you to experience this. I want you to feel it, experience it. Just a really little taste. So closing your eyes, and I want you to place a hand on your chest and one on your belly, unless you're driving. And I want you just to follow your breath in and out of your body as it's naturally happening. So that is just phase one of what you're going to learn in the program of breath awareness. So there's four phases. I came up with a new one. There's four phases to the breath awareness that you're going to be learning, but that's just phase one, is just following it in and out of your body. All right. The next self-connection area is connecting with your body. So many of us are not connected to our bodies for all the reasons that I said earlier in this lesson. And also because of, you know, we got so many messages growing up that our body wasn't good enough because it didn't look a certain way. And so when we don't like our bodies, we become disconnected from them. Now, we were also taught, many of us growing up and in our culture, to value the mind and ignore the body. So listen to your mind and ignore the body. So in this part, you're just going to be connecting with every single area of your body. I'm going to be taking you through what I call rotation of body awareness. So we're just, again, going to do a really, really short mini practice right now. And in the program, the next lessons, we're going to go a lot deeper. So if, again, close your eyes if you can. And I'm going to do a really general body scan with you. So first, become aware of sensation in your mouth. Your face. Your scalp. The back of the head and the back of the neck. And now become aware of your arms and hands. The front of your torso. The back of your torso. And awareness of sensation in the legs and feet. And then gently opening your eyes. And so this connection with your body, the body awareness that you're going to be learning in the program, is going to help you to relax your body. So just doing this is going to help you to release tension from the body, stress from the body, but also it helps to relax the mind. And it's really important that we start to connect with our body and start listening versus ignoring the messages again. Because our body is here to bring us information. It's part of our guidance system. So if you've been ignoring or fighting your body, you're not getting its messages. So this is a really important piece. We just first connect with it and accept with whatever we become aware of. And then we move into the next self-connection area, which is understanding your feelings and, in parentheses, symptoms and illnesses. So we're going to understand your body's feelings next. So when you do that rotation of body attention that you're going to be learning, and I just took you that through that really brief mini practice, you're going to become aware of what you feel in the body. And then we're going to actually pick a feeling that is speaking to you the loudest. And that might be different every day. So one day it might be pain in your lower back. Another day it might be a headache. Another day, maybe you have a cold. Maybe we're going to have you work with your thyroid. So the area in your body, the thyroid, and whatever message it has for you. Maybe it's going to be if you've got cancer in your body or you've got an autoimmune disease. So in this self-connection area, I teach you how to listen and understand the messages that your body is bringing you. This is where we'll be diving into mind-body healing philosophy. All right. So the next self-connection area is to feel and release your emotions. So many of us growing up learned that certain emotions were okay to feel and certain ones weren't. Certain ones were okay to express, certain ones weren't. So like in my house growing up, it wasn't okay to express sadness. So I didn't for a very long time. I didn't cry for almost 15 years. I learned that it was okay for my father to be angry, but it wasn't okay for me to be angry and express that. So many of us learned unhealthy ways to deal with our emotions. And let's just say it like it is. We stuffed our emotions because we learned it wasn't safe or it wasn't okay. So many of you might be stuffing your emotions with work, staying really busy, maybe food, maybe alcohol, maybe smoking, shopping. So again, compassion and curiosity. We're not beating ourselves up for it. It's just that we didn't learn healthy ways to feel and release our emotions. So many of you have stuffed your emotions, and when we stuff them, that's what eventually creates the feelings or the symptoms and illnesses in our body, those stuffed emotions. So feelings and emotions are different, two different things in this program, but they are connected. So feelings are actually physical sensations in your body, including illnesses and diagnoses, and emotions are things like anger, sadness, happiness, shame, guilt, joy, calm, anxious, fear, safety. So those are emotions. Feelings are pain, discomfort. Maybe nausea is a feeling you might have in the body, and it could be headache pain or pain somewhere else, tightness, tension. Those are quote unquote feelings. So I just wanted to bring it out there that those are two different things in this program, but they are connected to each other. All right. So the next self-connection area you're going to be diving into is discovering and shifting your beliefs. So our beliefs impact not only what we do every day in our life, our actions, but also what we attract into our lives and what we receive in our lives. So again, these are related to all, we have beliefs in all seven life areas, the ones that I mentioned earlier. So we have beliefs about love. We have beliefs about health, what we need to do to be healthy. We have beliefs about how lovable and worthy we are or are not. We have money beliefs. We've got career and purpose beliefs, beliefs around our passions and making time for them. So one of the most common beliefs in the world is I'm not lovable and worthy. I'm not good enough is another way to say it. So in this part, we're going to really be diving in and looking at what are those limiting beliefs that you're holding that are keeping you from making positive changes in your life, from co-creating the life that you desire, from receiving what you desire in all of those life areas. So I'm going to be teaching you tools to help discover and shift those limiting beliefs and plant the seeds for what is actually true. And when we do that, our actions will begin to change, our behaviors will change, and you'll notice that let's just say we continue to work with the belief, I am lovable and worthy. You're going to notice that the actions you take are going to be more loving towards yourself. You're going to have more loving self-talk, etc. So discovering and shifting your limiting beliefs is huge. Really, really important. The next self-connection area is reconnecting with your personal power. So again, when we were growing up, and even as adults, when quote-unquote bad things happened, we started to feel hopeless, maybe helpless. Maybe we lost courage, we lost faith. Maybe we don't feel joy anymore because of the things that happened. So there's many different reasons why we feel like our power has been given away or taken away, that we gave it away or it was taken away. So this piece, this self-connection area, is really going to help you to reconnect with your strengths, your personal power, and take back your power. And lastly, the self-connection area of connecting with something bigger. So connecting and co-creating with your something bigger, whatever you call it. So it might be God, universe, source, Mother Nature, whatever it is. I'm going to help you to connect more deeply with your something bigger and trust, right? So connect, trust, so that you can get guidance. When we don't have this deep connection with our something bigger, what happens is our anxiety increases, our fear increases, and we really feel all alone in the world. We feel unsupported and alone. So this is a really important piece to healing whatever it is in your life that you want to heal. So I'm going to be taking you through giving you tools to connect more deeply with something bigger, whatever it is that you call it. And kind of as a side note here, you know, I have people of all faiths. I have people that work with me that are born again, people that are LDS, people that are atheist, fill in the blank, Christian, Lutheran, Muslim. So it doesn't matter what faith you are, this is going to help you to connect more deeply with whatever it is that you pray to. And maybe you don't pray to anything right now, and that might be something we work on. If you don't like the word pray, you can use the word ask, asking for support. All right, next I just want to touch on a little bit more of the tools we're going to be using in the program. So you're going to be getting tools. Let's talk a little bit first about the write and reflect in journaling. So I know a lot of people have resistance to journaling, and typically, that's because they have a really strong perfectionist that beats them up for whatever they write down. Now, my mom used to read my journal growing up, so I did have resistance for a little bit of time to journaling again because I was afraid someone was going to read my journal. So, but this is really, this write and reflect is really important. So I'm going to be taking you through different exercises, writing and reflection exercises during the program. This is going to increase your awareness. It's going to help you discover certain things about yourself. And another piece of it is I'm also going to have you do what I call daily journaling. So these are two different things, write and reflect exercises, and then there's going to be daily journaling. So I'm going to be publishing very soon my Connect with the Divine You daily journal. But in the meantime, I'm going to be giving you guys an AM and a PM journal page with questions. And even if you write one word for each question, that is journaling. So I'm going to recommend that, yeah, let's not get caught up in perfection or you've got to write a book. This really, the daily journaling is meant to only take a few minutes. And the write and reflect exercises, you might carve out time, one time a week to do those. So mini practices for each self-connection area are going to be another tool. So I actually took you guys through two mini practices. You're going to be getting longer mini practices in the program as we dive into the lessons more deeply. But I took you through a mini breath and a mini body awareness, body connection practice. So that's kind of a taste, but you'll be getting ones that are a little bit longer. So these are really great to use anywhere. I have clients that'll use them, you know, at work. I have clients that'll use them at family gatherings when they get triggered. You can really take them with you and use them anywhere, anytime. Super powerful. The guided therapeutic meditation practices. So again, I talked about those earlier. They're super powerful, helping you to connect with and accept all parts of you, helping you to plant the seeds for what you desire, shift those limiting beliefs. This is one of my most powerful tools. Get guidance from your body, feel and release emotions. And so you can go ahead and get started, right? You've got five practices. Again, I recommend you use the longer 30-minute practice as much as possible because it has all the self-connection areas. You're going to get the biggest bang for your buck with that one. And then again, mind-body healing philosophy. So I studied mind-body healing philosophy with Carolyn Mace, Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, and Louise Hay. So we do use the book, Heal Your Body by Louise Hay as a reference in the program. So some inspired actions for you guys to get started with before you go into the next lesson. So inspired action number one, use the AM and PM journal page questions daily. So use the AM and PM journal page questions daily. So again, just a few minutes every morning and a few minutes every evening. There's different questions for AM and PM. And those are going to be super powerful. It's a super powerful tool to help you to connect with and accept all parts of you. Get guidance, etc. So you can find those on your Connect with the Divine You membership site. I also recommend to listen to a guided therapeutic meditation practice 1 to 3 times a day. For sure at bedtime as you fall asleep, because you don't have to carve out any extra time, and then either in the morning, midday, or after work for another practice, even if it's the shorty 8-minute one to start during your lunch break. But again, consistency is key. And then lastly, if you haven't already bought my book, or you don't already own my book, Connect with the Divine You, that is a really great resource to use during the program. It's going to give you some similar information that we cover in the program, but there's going to be different and more information in it as well. So it's a great kind of guide to use with this virtual program, also with the TMP certification. And I also recommend you buy the book, Heal Your Body by Louise Hay. So if you're in the program with this program with me, you can go to the resources section and it'll have a list. So it makes sure that you buy the correct book. So my book will be there and the Louise Hay book. It'll take you to the link to buy it on Amazon just to make sure you bought the correct one. All right, so you can go ahead and get started with those inspired actions. And then when you're ready, you can move to lesson 2, which is going to dive much more deeply into your intentions and your desires. So again, a little reminder, progress, not perfection, baby steps. And yeah, just have fun with this process. Don't take it too seriously. And I think that's it for now. So I look forward to seeing you on the live classes and also in private sessions and in our Facebook group. All right. Bye. Love you guys and gals.